The group is called One Virginia 2021. They say the current system of redistricting, where the General Assembly chooses the voters who elect them, is a major conflict of interest, pitting the needs of those who hold elected office above the voters who put them there. The coalition wants to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot to create an independent redistricting commission, with the objective of drawing more competitive districts. In order to do this, a bill would need to pass the General Assembly in two separate sessions with an election in between, in 2016 and 2018. Lee Middleditch, founder of One Virginia 2021.
Legislators who are in safe seats don't want competition. We appreciate that. But we also appreciate that we've got several years to put this together and perhaps their attitudes will change. If you measure 2014 to 2020, 6 years, and many of the people who are in power will not be in power because they will have retired or whatever. Or we may be sufficiently persuasive that they wish to have as a legacy of good citizenship in Virginia to change the way that lines are drawn now, namely that the party in power draws the lines.
Democratic delegate Ken Plum of Reston has been introducing independent redistricting legislation since 1982, when his party was in control of the House. They rejected these bills at every opportunity. Now that Republicans control the House by a 2-to-1 margin, Plum says they are equally protective of the legislature's authority to draw their own districts.
In some regards, you could say that the abuses that are occurring, some of the state legislatures, and in fact in the Congress with the lack of competitive districts, highlights to the public that this is an issue of interest. So while in the past maybe people didn't understand what was going on, increasingly I think they're becoming aware of what's going on. When you look across the state at what we do to counties and cities and so on, it's not defensible that we take communities that work together otherwise, but when it comes to their state legislature, they find themselves with two or three legislators, which doesn't give them more representation, but actually gives them less because nobody has a responsibility then for that community. So it's going to take all the insistence on a lot of people in the community, a lot of voters saying, we want this changed.
Former Delegate Shannon Valentine is leading the group's transition team. While serving in the House, she introduced multiple bills to implement bipartisan redistricting.
The easiest time to do this would be before we know who has the power at the next census. So this is the time to really do it. When people understand the connection between the government we have and the redistricting process, they really begin to understand how important this is. And the intention is to have the districts drawn with common sense criteria so that they're not so extremely partisan. If they would be less partisan, that actually reflect, I think, the views and the attitudes of the people who live in Virginia, we would have leaders who were far more encouraged to work together and address the big issues. Everyone deserves a voice, even if they're in the minority. And that really is where I think the conversation is most important. When there is such gridlock, and you know that we have issues with jobs and workforce and poverty and education, and you wonder why we're not moving forward, there's very little conversation and there's very little honest debate about what we could do. I ask people all the time, you know, is it possible to promote growth as we reduce and eliminate waste? Is it possible to make targeted investments in education and science and technology and infrastructure as we tackle $17 trillion in debt? Is it possible to do both at the same time? And that's the kind of leadership I think we need to have around the table.
Valentine says the group needs to share their message both face-to-face and through social media in order to be effective. She's now busy soliciting volunteers.
Okay. Participate. Come join us. www.onevirginia2021.org. Sign up. Come join us. It's just not one session. I think we're going to build on this.
An independent redistricting commission has the support of former Governors Allen, Gilmore, Warner, Kane, McDonnell, and current Governor Terry McAuliffe. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.